And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Learning from past mistakes is one way to prevent history from repeating itself. African-American researcher Don Thompson says that's why Tulsa needs to search for mass graves and continue to discuss the 1921 race massacre.
We tend to come together as a people to see that something like that never happens again. That hate will not prevail.
Crews are using ground-penetrating radar to search for anomalies that could indicate a mass grave site. A briefing on the progress is set for this afternoon. The Ben Hill Recreation Center will get a new mission. Once set for demolition, the center will become the home of the Reed Community Center. The city will fix the outside while the renovations will be done on the inside by the community. The director is Keith Reed.
We don't need kids out in the neighborhood trying to find games to be their family. This is family right here. God lives here.
There will be a gym, education center, and a STEM lab. Pawhuska residents vote not to recall four of its city councilors. This follows the firing and then rehiring of the Pawhuska police chief. Also at the ballot box yesterday, Muskogee voters approved a $110 million school bond proposal. That money will be used for an update to school facilities and athletic facilities. The Tulsa Zoo breaks ground today on Behaving Like Animals Playground. The playground will allow children to mimic the movements they see in zoo animals.
The goal of the Helmert Behaving Like Animals Playground is to create empathy between people and animals.
The zoo's Callie Burgess says the playground should open next spring. Well, no one is injured and damage is minor at the Macy's Fulfillment Center after a small fire broke out at the center yesterday at 76th Street North and Sheridan. A mass inoculation drill turns into a real pop up flu shot clinic at the ORU Mabee Center. Leanne Stevens is with the Tulsa Health Department.
And we're doing that to protect the public from the flu because we are at the start of flu season. Flu season usually starts in October.
Several hundred people took part in yesterday's drill. Our weather forecast, a 40% chance of showers by high today of 75. Rain chances at 60% tonight, 68 for a low, now cloudy and 59. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.